I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. He can always choose the perfect accessory, and she's the object of our obsessory. It's Watch What Happens Live with Winnie Harlow and Brad Goreski now. Watch What Happens Live, or welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse. Still on a high from last night's Met Ball, but like Cinderella, when I woke up, my cool shoes were gone. There was no guy to be found, and I'm back at work in these rags. But I'm about to relive all the fun with my guests. Last night's theme was heavenly bodies, fashion, and the Catholic imagination. She arrived at her first Met Ball ever, looking like a slice of heaven. Please welcome supermodel Winnie Harlow. Hi, Winnie. Last night's religious theme by being judgmental on the red carpet for E. It's our friend and Bravo superfan, Brad Goreski. Brad is going to town on another newsworthy gown on May 19th when E is live from the royal wedding. I cannot wait. Now, last night before the gala, he was with Katy Perry as she was getting her wings, and he'd probably just get some wings with her if she was hungry, because he is friends with everyone fabulous. It is our guest bartender, writer, and editor, Derek Blasberg. Hey, Derek. Derek is also from my hometown, St. Louis, and he is super hungover from the Met Ball, I think.
No. If my mom's watching, I promise it's the allergies.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why I have this nasally, husky voice today.
He's lying, Carol. Winnie, let's take a look at your Met Ball look from last night. That is gorgeous. Tommy Hilfiger. And I'm now actually having a flashback to your train, because I think I stepped on it
probably
about five times.
Everyone stepped on it.
Yes. Did it get any, like, dirt marks on it?
Oh, no. It was, like, black by the time I got home.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah. Here's your dress back, Tommy Hilfiger.
tonight. No, actually, that's my dress. I made it.
Oh, nice.
With Tommy,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, congrats.
Beautiful.
Get it cleaned. tonight on part three of the Beverly Hills Reunion, Erica gave Teddy some friendly advice. Take a look.
You called me a liar. What did you think I was going to do? Brush it off?
I do think you overreacted.
The way you've always talked to me is like you're talking down to me. I've never been spoken to the way that you speak to me.
I think that you are much more calculating than you're saying. You are not this innocent fawn in the woods.
That's what you guys treat me like.
Ready, raise up or get the f*** out. Come on, girl.
All right, we want to know whose side are you on now, Teddy or Erica? Go to WWHL.tv right now. Brad Goreski, whose side are you on now?
Erica Janes, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are, and what are your feelings about Teddy?
I really like Teddy. I think she's been a nice addition. I think it's very strange, though, that everybody on the reunion wants the accountability coach to be accountable.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's asking her to be accountable, and I think she is, but there's also kind of like cryptic messages in the way that she acts a little bit.
All right, the audience is going with Teddy on this one. Winnie, I love this photo of Prince Harry photobombing you at the Audi Polo Challenge. Did you have words with him at all?
Yeah, I did. I actually had him take a shot with me of tequila.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was really cool. He was very, very sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
And he took the shot.
He took the shot. He, like, first was like, you're not going to make me take a shot. And I was like, no, I would like you to take a,
right, yes.
a shot, please,
yes.
with me. That would be cool. And he was like, all right, cool, let's do it.
By the way, where do you two stand on, you know, Dorit got a little headstrong during her cover shoot for Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine. So Lisa chopped her head off. What did you think about that, Brad? Was Lisa being professional or... No.
I don't think that was very nice.
You don't?
No, I don't. I think whether or not some, you know, things happen on shoots where you, you know, sometimes see the image and you're not like super into them. And I don't think that's any reason to like cut somebody totally out of the photo and not tell them until they open the magazine.
Are they friends?
Yes, very good.
Girl,
yes.
Oh my God, are they friends?
Yes. Okay. Okay, before we get to your questions for Winnie and Brad, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, the only thing Brad might love as much as dressing a woman up is when certain women dress each other down on The Housewives. Here's what. Brad, I'm going to go through some of the drama that's been recently sown on your favorite shows. Tell me what you think. First of all, so Teddy this season, thumbs up or down? You kind of covered the...
Thumbs up.
Okay. LVP accused Rinna of being less engaged this year, but Rinna's enjoying being the nicest effing Lisa Rinna we've ever seen. Which Rinna do you prefer?
I think Rinna's been giving us more than enough.
You do? Okay. Do you think Camille took things too far when she gave Dorit the ball gag as a way to shut her up?
I think she could have taken it further.
You do. And just to point out, by the way, the bunny is now wearing the ball gag.
Oh, wow.
Yes, we have the bunny with the ball gag. Yes. Sonia in New York thinks a divorce is just as bad as a death. Dorinda says that as a widow, there's no comparison. Whose side are you on?
Dorinda's always when she's slurring.
Okay, you like it when Dorinda slurs. Do you think Carol should have sent Luann an I'm sorry you had a breakup text?
Sure.
Trouble seems to be brewing in Bethany and Carol's friendship. Sad to see it go?
Yes.
Yes.
Very.
And do you think there's any truth in Atlanta to Kim's claim that the other women are hating on her out of jealousy?
The door is closed. That's my answer on that one.
Okay. Do you think Sheba Sheree Joggers will ever see the light of day?
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, thank you very much, Brad Borowski. Second, Beyonce isn't just a musical genius. She's also a visual genius who spent 2 weeks trying to reach Winnie Harlow to ask her to appear in Lemonade, but the geniuses on Winnie's team didn't pass along the message.
They're not geniuses. They were fired.
Oh, right.
They no longer work with me. Let's get that straight.
Yes, okay. I was saying geniuses as a joke. guess what? They finally got in touch a day before, and the rest is history. So here's what. It's time to spill the lemonade. Okay, what does Beyonce smell like?
Cocoa butter and lemons.
First few words Beyonce said to you.
Oh my gosh, so nice to meet you. Thank you for coming.
Did you get to spend one-on-one time with B?
We spent time after the VMAs a couple years ago when she had a private party at a pizza parlor.
You said you let Beyonce borrow your shoes. What kind of shoes were they and why did she need the shoes?
Okay, they were Guess by Marciano. They were boots and they couldn't find any boots. Listen, those
I
were-
I love it.
Yes. they were looking for her boots on set to film the video and no one could find boots for her, but we were the same size. So they asked me for my boots. I never gave them back.
Wow.
But then she gave me another pair as a gift.
I bet she did. did you go inside her dressing room or trailer?
I wish, no.
No. All right, who bit her? Do we know?
Tiffany, what's the tea?
all right, thank you very much. I have to put the mic question in. Finally, if I had a closet the size of any Beverly Hills Housewives, I might still be in it. But here's what I'd like to get my guests' professional opinions on what the women have been pulling from those closets to wear this season. Be honest and tell me which ones you like and which ones you think are frocked up. What did you think of Dorit's sheer sparkly turtleneck confessional look? This for both of you.
I love it.
Love it.
I love it. Is that Gucci?
I don't know the answer to that.
Oof,
I thought it was a lot to look at for like 24 episodes.
Okay, Erica's red latex top and high ponytail.
Live.
Yeah, I love this.
Fully realized.
Didn't care for it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Kyle's mustard velvet trench coat and chain link necklace. Brad is saying no, no, no.
I like the pieces separately. I don't like them together.
Okay, Rinna lingerie look under trench.
Are you crazy? Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
LVP's hat with a red bow, red tie, and navy stripe blazer.
Nope.
Where was she going?
Nowhere.
Yeah. Okay, Teddy's short shorts.
Yeah, look at those legs.
What is she wearing under?
Nothing.
Okay, girl.
Erica's puffy shoulder top with cross necklace and golden crown.
I love it.
Yes.
Love
okay. It.
Yeah.
Dorit's thigh-high purple boots and white shirt dress.
Mm-mm.
It needs iron.
LVP's big fluffy pink hat with diamonds on it.
No.
See, my mom would wear something like that.
Okay. Kyle's black, yellow, and red blazer with numbers on it.
Love.
I love it, yeah.
Okay. Rinna's multicolored fur coat.
Mm-mm.
Teddy's black sheer keyhole top.
It looks very Fashion Nova.
Erica's baby pink look with pearl headband bows and buttons.
Love it.
No.
Okay.
Baby Jane.
Erica's geisha house ensemble with pink wing.
Yes.
I love this. All right. Thank you very much. You know, I love your TED talk about vitiligo.
Thank
it
you.
Was incredible.
Thank you so much.
If you could summarize, what do you think is the greatest lesson you've learned in your life? Because I've read so much about bullying that you faced as a child.
Yeah.
What is the greatest lesson that you could impart?
I think realizing that like none of us are different, and mm-hmm. we're literally like all of us are different.
Mm-hmm.
I think people look at something like vitiligo and they're like, oh my gosh, that's so inspiring for you to be so confident. And I'm like, I'm just another human being like you. Like, it's not that deep, you know? Like,
right.
So, I don't know. Just thinking that there's something so different and so, you know, big about, like, having vitiligo. Like, I'm just a person.
Okay, let's go to Tim from Detroit. Hey, Tim, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Brad.
Okay.
Brad, your public parting of ways with Rachel Zoe was peak Bravo drama. Have the two of you reconciled?
No.
But it's not really still a thing.
Well, it never was a thing.
Yeah, right.
I was an assistant. I left and went off on my own. I've been on my own for 7 years
right.
now. I have a great business, and I'm very grateful to her for the experience. End of story.
I feel like that's been the same answer the last four times we've asked you that
question. Yeah, it is.
Let's go to Melanie from Richmond. Hey, Melanie, what's your question?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Andy. Huge fan.
Thanks.
My question is for Winnie. At what point did you realize you had made it? Is it seeing all these young girls? I work in dermatology. They no longer want to find cover-up. They're proud,
And they're like, supermodels do it. I can do it too.
Nice. When did you know you made it?
I made it?
Yeah.
Okay. You were on,
I mean, Mama, you were on America's Next Top Model. You did great. But then you really broke through, and here we are.
So I really started after the show because that really didn't do anything for my career.
Uh-huh.
Which it doesn't do anything for any model's career, realistically. But a photographer from London hit me up. Major photographer, Nick Knight, and he was like, hey, I seen your photos online and I want to, you know, do a shoot with you. It went viral and I got campaigns from there and it hasn't stopped since.
So was the show, were the opportunities that you thought were going to come from the show that just never happened?
Well, that's why I went on, because I thought like that was going to be a career starter, but it was really like a reality TV show.
Uh-huh.
That's not what I signed up for.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So it's almost like you made it in spite of the show.
Well, I wouldn't like to say that, because it was still like a part of my history and I'm really grateful for everything that I've done to get where I am. But, you know.
Brad, Anna M. Bazzo said, Brad, what's the worst thing any of your clients have done to the clothes they've borrowed? No names needed.
Oh, I mean, I don't know if they purposefully do things, but they get like dirty and they're ripped and, you know, a night out on the town, it happens.
So guilty.
Tanya M. emailed, Winnie, what was it like to be name dropped in Drake's song, and was there ever a thing with you two?
Never a thing. We're from the same city and we have a lot of the same friends. So as I got bigger, because I mean, come on, it's Drake. As I got bigger, we ended up like meeting and, you know, we became friends.
Friends with benefits?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Next week on the season premiere of Below Deck Med, the guest constant request for a certain snack drives Hannah nuts. Here's a sneak peek.
Bring you up maybe a little fruit plate or something and some nuts?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Some nuts.
Can we get fruit, cheese, crackers, and nuts?
I'm waiting for my nuts. Where are my nuts?
I have some stale pistachios with my edibles.
Do you get the nuts coming too?
Yes.
I'm going on 20 minutes and I still haven't had my nuts.
Can you just take the nuts up for now? Do you like it over there or set up here?
There's no nuts.
Okay. Oh, here they come.
There comes your nuts.
Where's my nuts?
Can you go get some nuts immediately?
Your nuts are coming, bitch. Calm down.
I love it.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, it's game time, everybody. After the Met Ball last night, I was busy drunkenly eating hamburgers at a gay bar, trying not to keep ketchup on my borrowed Dolce & Gabbana. So I haven't even had time to fully process all the looks we saw. Let's do it now as we play Fashion or Fashion, Met Ball Edition. Okay, guys, I'm going to loop Derek into this, too. I'm going to show you what somebody wore. You tell me if it made you have a religious experience or if it should burn in hell. Okay, here we go. The Jenners didn't really follow the theme. Here's Kris Jenner in Tommy Hilfiger. Kim in Versace, Kendall in Off-White, Kylie in Alexander Wang. Does it matter that none of them were really on theme?
Well, Kim has the cross.
Okay.
And Kris, the embellishments, I feel like, you know.
All right.
She was doing her thing.
Do you love these?
Kim killed it.
By the way, none of these pictures are, like, edited. Like, she looked like that, right?
Right, yeah.
She looked great in real life.
Okay, here's one of Derek's picks for best dressed. SJ, she happens to have a gorgeous
and
date.
And Andy.
What did you like about SJ last night, Derek?
I mean, every year I think SJP goes to the top, right? She throws everything onto the kitchen sink. Isn't that an altar? What's on her head there, Andy?
She's got a
nativity scene.
It's a nativity scene, basically. Here's Chadwick Boseman in Versace. We were in Dolce & Gabbana last night. Yes to Chadwick, everybody?
Hell yeah. Yes.
Moved by the spirit.
Moved by the spirit. Okay, what about Lena Waithe and Carolina Herrera?
I think one of the best moments of the night.
I love it. It's a statement. Yeah. I love it.
I think it's incredible.
Okay. Here's another of Derek's picks, Rihanna in Margiela. Amazing. I mean,
this was also sort of fascinating because there was a boys' choir that came out and sang.
Yes, from the Vatican.
And she was in the front row.
Yes.
And I was sort of thinking, what are those boys thinking? There's Rihanna dressed up like their boss.
I know. It's true. Here's Madonna and Jean-Paul Gaultier. I love this. I like it that she had a veil. I loved it that she was in Jean-Paul Gaultier. Do you guys all like it?
Loved it.
Yes,
so
Derek.
What I loved about her was that performance. She came with all these monks and sang.
She came down the stairs and sang like a prayer. Forget about it. Zendaya in Versace. Yes?
Huge,
Huge.
I love it.
Blake Lively in Versace. That was amazing, right?
Amazing. Yes.
Michael B. Jordan in Off-White. I said, is that fabric or is that painted on? He looked so hot, I couldn't even handle it.
Michael B. Jordan in anything.
Yes. Derek, was Katy Perry your actual date last night?
Katy Perry's date were those wings.
Yes, absolutely, and she looked amazing wearing Versace.
Did she really fly down the hotel?
Here's Nikki in Oscar de la Renta. She also looked
yes, queen!
Incredible. Yes. Last up, Cardi B in Machino.
So good.
I love it.
Did I pronounce that right? Is that
Moschino.
Moschino. Okay, for all of you, which Kardashian has the best style? Erica D wants to know. No one wants to answer this question.
I'll answer Kim.
Yeah, Kim. Okay. Yeah, I right. love Kim.
Brad, Farrah Faisal wants to know what the biggest, most common fashion mistake women tend to make is.
Bad shoes, bad footwear.
Bad footwear.
Or it's things that don't fit your body properly.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the most common thing for men, too. They don't wear suits
horrible.
That fit.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if someone tailored Donald Trump's suits, he wears like comforters all the time.
Anyway, next topic.
Well, no, I mean, it's true. All right, should we do the mazel of the day?
Yeah.
Should we ramp up to that? Okay, let's do it. that was the ramp up. time for my mazel of the day. And it goes to the news that Katy Perry sent her once enemy, Taylor Swift, an olive branch today with an apparent note of apology. Can I just say thank God, as someone who was thoroughly entertained by every moment of Pantygate, even I was getting bored with this one. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank Winnie, Brad, and Derek. Hey, everybody. It is the After Show with Winnie Harlow and Brad Goreski. Live from the Royal Wedding, May 19th. Derek Blasberg is behind the bar. He's got two best-selling books, and you can follow him on Instagram. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my friends. I'm Beth. I'm calling from Springfield, Virginia.
Hey, Beth, what's your question?
So my question is for Brad. Brad, you've styled some of Hollywood's biggest names and in your opinion, which housewife needs your help the most?
Yeah, Brad.
Which housewife needs my help the most? I'm going to say, actually, she's looked really good this year. The Countess Luann's looked like kind of bumped up her style a little bit. I'm going to say Teddy.
Okay.
Mellencamp. Yeah.
How do you feel about the powerhouse in pigtails?
The powerhouse in pigtails?
In Jersey.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, Margaret?
I love Margaret. Okay. Are you crazy?
Yeah, good. No, I just... Yes.
Margaret is like, came on and just became like iconic. Like, she's epic.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Tim. I'm calling from Arlington, Virginia.
Hey, Tim. What's happening?
I was curious. So I have a question for you and Brad, actually. I'm curious who you guys saw get the most drunk at the Met Gala after party last night.
he's another talk show host, and it's not Jimmy Fallon. What about you?
I didn't really see anybody that drunk at the after party. I didn't really see anybody that drunk.
Lies you tell.
I swear to God.
Who did you guys see really drunk? Besides...
Like he was having a lot
George
of fun.
George Clooney looked like
That's
he was having
one.
A lot of fun.
That's
what you were going to say, too?
I met him for the first time, and he was having the best time of his life. I love it.
Yes.
He was having
more fun than all of us.
All of us. I love it. He was so nice.
Wow. I ate a Chibachu at dinner, and I'll tell you something. I was feeling no pain. let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Alicia, and I'm calling from Sherman Oaks, California.
Ooh. Hey, Alicia in Sherman Oaks. What's your question?
It's for Winnie.
Okay.
I was wondering if she would ever do a full frontal, like, with lips and nips.
Oh, wow.
These lips? These lips right here, my lips on my face?
Yeah.
No.
Well, oh, no, that's not what she meant. No, she wants to see the vag. Would you do full everything?
I don't think great. I can't say no to anything because, like, I'm a pretty open person, and if it was done the right way,
right,
possibly. Mm-hmm. Like, I already show my nips. Like, they they're already, like, out some of the time. This, though, that's... Come on.
That's a lot. Okay, last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I'm Michelle from Dallas.
Hey, Michelle, what's your question?
My question is, I'd love to know if Brad could dress anybody for the Met Ball, who would it be, and what would his nod be to Catholicism?
Oh, if I could dress anybody at the Met Gala, it would be Rihanna. And my nod to Catholicism would be...
I mean, it's pretty hard to top the jeweled Pope hat. I mean, right?
Yeah, I think she kind of nailed it.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But you would do Rihanna.
Yeah, I'd do anything with Rihanna.
Yeah.
Or Beyonce.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, right. Rihanna was super cool last night. Like, she was...
She was in a good mood, too.
Yeah, she was in a great mood.
And no, it's more remarkable, she was on time.
She was. And you know what else? She was a great hostess. Like,
yes.
She actually was... She took ownership of the night. Yeah.
She shook all those hands.
Yes.
She made all those speeches.
She got on the mic.
I didn't see any Purell. I didn't see any Purell around them.
She was really taking risks.
Yeah, right. She was really a risk taker.
From
she
that
took
sp- everyone's that gross crowd that was at the Met last night.
Yeah, that disgusting. So filthy. Where have they been? I want to thank Derek, Winnie, and Brad for more cooking on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.